Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 7th of March, 2016. How to know if a mill is well-maintained. You will never know if a mill is well maintained if you follow the mill's, quotes, tour route, end quotes. You know, the route they keep clean and in great shape for executives, board members, and customers. Didn't know that mills have tour routes? Have I got some hot property in Florida for you. In a mill that is in really bad shape, you won't have to go to the places I'm going to tell you about, for they, that is, those in charge, will never let you get there, and that will be a clue. Thus, the first clue you are in a poorly maintained mill is if you run into resistance to a full-blown tour. The first time this happened to me was when I was taking my dad on a tour of a mill in which I worked, a private tour I was giving him on a Saturday. The pulp mill superintendent insisted that I not bring him through the pulp mill. Of course, I already knew why. The pulp mill was a wreck, and by the way, that superintendent was soon gone, despite having what at the time was considered the best credentials one could have in this industry.
This Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Fulton Systems. Our designs are built on proven methods and technology. Visit www.fultonsystems.com. It's also brought to you today by C.R. Meyer & Sons. C.R. Meyer takes pride in building complete new facilities and maintaining them long after they are completed. Visit their website at www.crmeyer.com.
All that aside, here is where you want to go if they will let you. Number one, if there are remote wells or remote water intake from a river, go there. If the equipment there looks like someone loves it, you are in a well-maintained mill. Two, likewise, check out the effluent system. And again, if it looks well-maintained, you are in a mill that is in good shape. Three, don't be fooled by unit operations such as lime kilns. They may seem to be backwater locations, but if these things don't run to their highest efficiency, they can, in the best case, cost a lot of money, and in the worst case, experience a catastrophic failure. Four, do try to visit their boneyard if they have one. If they really don't have one, that is, it doesn't exist, they are not just lying to you, keep you from seeing it, you're in a well-maintained mill. Number five, look at the basement with a flashlight. Look at the items that should be routinely maintained. If they are a mess, the rest of the mill is as well. Number six, look at the maintenance shops. Neat, orderly. The mill might be well maintained, but be careful. There are some maintenance managers who spend all their time keeping the shops looking good, not maintaining the operating equipment. And then finally, look at the production records. Notice what I did not have you look at. The maintenance budget. It is usually a piece of information disconnected from reality. In a well-maintained mill, it is moderate compared to norms. In poorly maintained mills, it may be very low. In mills recovering from a spate of poor maintenance, it may be extraordinarily high. Over my years in the industry, I've found two areas where boards of directors are typically clueless. The first area is properly assessing capital project budgets. The second area is properly mandating the level or maintenance required to optimize the production of the assets as well as preserve them. Boards are loaded with people who understand the stock market, product marketing, perhaps even manufacturing, but seldom will you find a board member who has a clue about capital projects and the maintenance required to preserve and optimize assets. For safety this week, it goes without saying that poorly maintained assets are a source of injuries. Aha! Perhaps this is another place to look when one is assessing whether or not a mill is well maintained. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 14th of March, 2016. The title, From Whence Comes Maintenance Personnel? In decades past in the United States, engineering students came off the farm. It was often a first step up for farm family children to go to engineering school. I was a classic example, left the farm and became a mechanical engineer. At one point in my career, I managed a maintenance department over 3 paper machines, a large printing box-making plant, and all the ancillary services in a mill. My career was as typical as they came in those days. My practical farm experience around machinery served me well in school and in the early years of my career. In fact, there are many people who have risen through the maintenance ranks that had similar paths to mine. In some countries today, young engineers and maintenance managers often have a similar background.
This Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Fulton Systems. Our designs are built on proven methods and technology. Visit www.fultonsystems.com. It's also brought to you today by C.R. Meyer & Sons. C.R. Meyer takes pride in building complete new facilities and maintaining them long after they are completed. Visit their website at www.crmeyer.com.
In the more developed countries, however, the entry-level personnel, even if they are trained engineers, do not have the practical background we used to have. For some time after my generation, many urban kids were interested in cars and picked up some practical mechanical knowledge that way. However, today's generation does not seem to be so much interested in automobiles. Many of today's generation are very computer savvy, but not in the way we were with mechanical matters. They don't, quotes, raise the hood, end quote, so to speak, to see what makes things go. They operate on a more shallow level as game players and so forth. Our industry has become as computer-dependent as any, but that doesn't mean just at the user level, we need much deeper knowledge. Of course, young people go to college and university to become mechanical, electrical, chemical, and computer engineers. We have many fine schools for them to attend. Yet they have to have some seed of an idea, some interest, some passion before they pursue these educational opportunities. On top of that, the classroom is not everything. Again, you say, we have internships, co-op experiences, and so forth. However, those are short experiences compared to a student who has a passion and a long-term experience before arriving at the hallowed university halls. A number of years ago, I was familiar with a company that became quite involved with one of our great pulp and paper schools. They funded a scholarship, became active on committees, and so forth. Then they hired a graduate. That graduate did not want to work in a mill under any circumstances. They wanted to work in a lab. The company became disillusioned and took their quest for future employees elsewhere. When I visit mills today, the pressing need I hear is the need for maintenance personnel. Everyone is looking for them, and everyone, additionally, is usually looking for a maintenance manager. I thought perhaps the downturn in the oil industry would free up some people we could hire in pulp and paper. However, I have seen no evidence of this yet. I really think the problem starts with kids and what the things they're exposed to when they are young. That has changed in the last 50 years, and hence the problem we have today is not one that will go away quickly. What do you think? Please take our quiz online this week and give us your opinions. From a safety standpoint, maintenance encompasses some of the most dangerous activities in our mills. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 21st of March, 2016. Title, More on Boneyards and More. A couple of weeks ago, the quiz at the end of this column was about boneyards. It had one of the largest responses of any weekly quiz we have ever done. At the time of this writing, over 92% of the respondents admitted to having a boneyard, and over 57% of the respondents answered no to the question, quotes, is it neat, orderly, and inventoried, end quotes. I have some news for that 57%. Your boneyard is not an asset, it is a liability. An axiom you can follow throughout your mill, not just your boneyard. If you don't know where something is, you don't possess it. Further, if you have an unkempt boneyard, it is a source of potential accidents, environmental fines, attractive nuisance liability suits, and on and on and on.
This Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Fulton Systems. Our designs are built on proven methods and technology. Visit www.fultonsystems.com. It's also brought to you today by C.R. Meyer & Sons. C.R. Meyer takes pride in building complete new facilities and maintaining them long after they are completed. Visit their website at www.crmeyer.com.
We humans have a propensity for collecting things. It is our nature. There is an entire industry that has developed in the last 3 or 4 decades to cater to this mental disorder, the self-storage industry. You drive by self-storage units all the time. How many of them do you think hold contents whose value equals just 1 year's rental on the units? I couldn't find a current article on the subject, but there is an old one at www.wisebread.com, that's W-I-S-B-R-E-A-D.com, titled, 5 Ways Self-Storage Units Are More Sad Museums Than Savvy Solutions. It makes my point. Just because we are in the corporate world does not mean we do not make poor decisions about keeping junk. One of the worst decisions I have ever seen, and I know I wrote about this one many years ago, but is worth repeating, involves salvage parts in an electrical shop. In this particular electrical maintenance shop, there was a pile of electromechanical devices that had been taken out of service because they failed. I told my electrical maintenance manager to scrap them. He was appalled. Here was my reasoning that I shared with him. First, I don't want to pay electrician wages to sort through these items, troubleshoot them, order parts, and then repair them. It is one thing if you are fixing something in your garage at home on your own time. It is another thing if the company has to pay for your labor. Second, and this is a bigger reason than the first, I do not want to install any of these home-repaired items in our paper machines and have them fail again in another couple of hours, taking us down again. In fact, the second reason is first. Some of you are immediately coming up with a "yeah, but," and I already know what that is. It is this. Your equipment is obsolete and you can't get parts for it. Understood. If that is the case, do this. Find a competent shop that will stand behind the repair of your obsolete parts and ship them out to that shop to repair. This is the safe thing to do, operationally, economically, and politically, if you are stuck with such parts. And I know many of you are. Bottom line, know what you have through a rigorous inventory system. Make sure your salvaged parts are properly prepared or repaired by a company that will stand behind them and that you store them according to the original manufacturer's recommendations. Quit taking comfort in piles of stuff that are undefined as to their nomenclature, location, or condition. We'll give you another chance to comment on this matter. Please take our quiz this week online. For safety this week, I've seen many a boneyard that was a safety disaster waiting to happen. Talk about a liability. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical, the only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 28th of March, 2016. The title, The Greatest of These is Love. I worked in an old complex many years ago that had three paper machines and a large folding carton plant on the same site. When I arrived, we had close to 300 pieces of motive equipment, from fork trucks to lift trucks to, quotes, walk-behinds, end quotes. On any given day, half of this equipment was dead and we were renting replacements. The costs were enormous. There was a person in the maintenance department, an hourly maintenance worker, who spent his weekends as a mechanic on a race car. He and some friends had this sprint car they took around to the regional circuit. He was the one who kept it running. We tapped him to take over the maintenance for our motive equipment. We found a nice space in the basement and built him a specialized maintenance shop. Nothing fancy. We painted it, added lights, bought a lift for the shop that could be used for fork trucks and so forth, built him a simple office.
This Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Fulton Systems. Our designs are built on proven methods and technology. Visit www.fultonsystems.com. It's also brought to you today by C.R. Meyer & Sons. C.R. Meyer takes pride in building complete new facilities and maintaining them long after they are completed. Visit their website at www.crmeyer.com.
This person, with a couple of maintenance folks, soon had the motive equipment disaster under control. Not only did we stop renting equipment, we reduced our fleet by about 50%. There is no better cure for maintenance problems than having maintenance people who love their equipment. In another mill I was in about 10 years ago, I was amazed at the data they had on their equipment. This was a small old mill that had been recently acquired by a larger company. Sitting in the electrical maintenance shop, I could have an instant reading on the RPMs, amperage pull, and temperature of every motor in the mill. There were also screens for each motor that showed when it was installed, who aligned it, and the current status of its spare, including if the spare was off-site at a repair shop, with shop name and phone number right there. These people obviously loved their mill and had been given the means to keep it in shape. No matter the department, people who love their jobs and care for the assets are the best inside-the-fence chance your mill has at succeeding. This goes double for maintenance. Foster a feeling of care for your equipment. Maintenance is a key, a cornerstone to a facility setting production records. Go back and reread the first part of this column. Imagine how much trouble operations had to go through to have the equipment they needed to do their jobs every day. Imagine how demoralizing it was for them. Then think about the bad habits that were formed of just automatically renting equipment when their own was out of service. It is a pleasure to go into a facility where maintenance is passionate about doing their job and keeping everything up and running. You can feel it when you go in the door, walk around the machine floor, and talk to the people. Instill a love for the assets in the heart of your maintenance team and life will be good. What do you think? Can we bring the passion to maintenance and set new production records? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, we know a well-maintained mill is well on the way to a great safety record. Be safe and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.